These are the days of joy and grace. Gratitude shines on every face. Blessings uncounted, mercy so wide. Hearts are rejoicing this eventide. The days of gratitude.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, 1,000 times upon me daily, will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to our beautiful episode on this third day of Eid. We are discussing this beautiful topic, the beautiful series known as the Days of Gratitude, the days of expressing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. On the first day of Eid, very beautifully, we discussed the fadail, the excellences of shukr, of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday we discussed sila rahmi, how to treat our relatives kindly, in a good way, in a beautiful manner. What should we do? What shouldn't we do? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And today, inshallah, azza wa jal, our focal point of discussion will be, basically, happiness is around us, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, because it is the days of Eid. But, you know, we have spent these 2 days, and coming on the third day of Eid, what should be our role as Muslims? I mean, whenever it's a moment of happiness, how should we celebrate the happiness? Whether it's a birth of a child, whether it's a getting married, whether it's the days of Eid, whether it's, you know, anything where we are to express our happiness, what should be our role model as Muslims? So inshallah, azza wa jal, we'll discuss different aspects of Islam and of moments of happiness, and what does Islam say, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, inshallah, that we will discuss in our silsila, in our topic for today. With me, alhamdulillah, once again, I have 2 very beautiful personalities. Alhamdulillah, on my left hand side, I have Mulana Asim Madani Sahab Munasab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Munasab? How are you feeling, mashallah?
Alhamdulillah, ya la kulli hal. I'm better.
MashaAllah. And on my right hand side, I have Mulana Maz Madani with us. Mulana Sahab, how are you feeling today? How are you?
Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. All good.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. We have these 2 wonderful personalities with us. And for those that have been watching us in the past episode, you do know that very beautifully we discussed some beautiful topics, as I mentioned. And they, alhamdulillah, took us through those topics in the light of the ayat, the ahadith, and the sayings of the pious predecessors. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Today, inshallah, as I did say, that we are going to be discussing how should a Muslim celebrate happiness in Islam with the guidelines from Islam, from Sharia, obviously. Alhamdulillah, before we begin, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the many beautiful and wonderful intentions we can make, some are that inshallah whatever we learn today, we will inshallah act upon it. We will try and instill those teachings in our hearts. Some of the beautiful intentions we can make is inshallah whatever we learn today, we will try and instill the teachings in our hearts, in our minds. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. To begin today's discussion, inshallah, we will come towards our Munasab, Munanasim, Madanisa. Munasab, as a believer, occasions of happiness come and go in our lives. Whether it's arrival of a child, whether it's making nikah, whether it's anything. The days of Eid is also days of happiness. As a Muslim, what do you say that in the light and in the within the boundaries of Islam and Sharia, what should be the main thing a person should keep in mind when he is celebrating or when he wants to celebrate his happiness? Must he make sure that he is not crossing the limits? Must he make sure he is celebrating in such a way where he is obeying Allah and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? A few guidelines, inshallah, for our viewers.
Hafiz Sahab, Islam is a very beautiful religion.
Yeah.
It guides you in each and every moment of your life. If a person passes away in your family, how must you treat him And what must you do? Islam teaches you. If the child is born to your house, you are blessed with a baby boy or baby girl, Islam teaches you regarding that as well. So likewise, if you are going through a sorrow, sadness, what must you do at that time? Islam teaches you that as well. As well as if you have witnessed a moment of joy, happiness, there is some happiness in your life, Islam teaches you about that as well. When you were in the month of Ramadan, Islam taught you how much you spend this month.
Subhanallah.
When you were in the month of Sha'ban before the month of Ramadan, Islam taught you how much you spend this month. When the month of Zilhijjah comes, Islam teaches you how much you spend this month. Now we are in the month of Shawwal. Islam teaches you. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches you how much you spend this month. What's the excellence of fasting in this month? What must you do specifically in this month?
Yeah.
Since we are passing the days of Eid, obviously, the first day of Eid has passed and Eid al-Fitr is just about one day. Today is the third day after the month of Ramadan. So what a believer should do in these days?
Yeah.
Normally what happens that when a person is happy and he is overjoyed, he crosses the boundaries of Sharia. He breaks the boundaries.
Yeah.
Our each and every breath is bound by Sharia.
Allah.
Whatever step we take in our life, we are bound by Sharia. Must we take a step forward or not? Sharia tells me, teaches me.
Right, right.
Must I go this this way or I must go this way? Must I do this or I must not do this? Sharia guides you. Okay. Islam is a very, very beautiful religion.
Yeah.
So since the human nature is that he becomes heedless, he becomes negligent when he's overjoyed. So Islam has taught you that as well, that how much you express your happiness and joy. How must you spend the moment of joy? What must you do at that time and what must you avoid at that time? So people, they have different plans in their minds in advance, especially, when the day of Eid comes. Whether it is the day of Eid al-Fitr or it's the day of Eid al-Adha, whatever the moment of joy comes, they plan in advance. Unfortunately, same thing happens on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr.
Right.
They think that we spent the entire month in the worship of Almighty Allah. We kept fast, we remained hungry, we sacrificed a lot. So now it's the time of enjoying. Now it's the time of joy and happiness. Let us express our joy and happiness. Let us celebrate this day in whatever way we want. That is totally a wrong concept and wrong idea against the teachings of Islam.
Allah, Allah.
Islam teaches you the way of enjoying the moment of happiness. Muslims gather around the world. Look at the unity. Look at the beauty of Islam. People, normally what happens is that every day you go to the masjid to perform salah. But you don't go to the Jami Masjid. You go to the masjid of your village, your town. Likewise, Islam wants you to gather once in a week for the Jummah gathering on Jummah. Because Islam wants you to remain united. So when Islam wants you to remain united, so Islam tells you that to go and perform Jummah Salah, greet your Muslim brothers, exchange greetings with each other, speak to each other. And then once in a year, Islam says that gather again. How do you gather? You don't even gather in the Jami Masjid. All the people from different masajid, those who used to go to Jami Masjid and different masajid for Jummah, Islam tells them to gather in one place. And now, when people gather on one place to share their happiness, the moment of joy, what do they do? Do they disobey Almighty Allah? Do they play music? Do they drink alcohol the way Kufar used to do? No. Islam teaches you what to do. Perform in Salah. Say takbir while you're going to perform Eid Salah. Mention the glory of Almighty Allah. Gather, make dua in the holy court of Almighty Allah. And at that time, when Muslims gather without the difference of any color, any culture, any area, you know, there's no difference. Islam does not
differentiate between different races.
The races, the colors.
Jee.
Islam tells them to gather. Islam wants unity.
Huh.
And when Muslims get together, they perform Eid Salah. After that, you know, they make dua in the bargah of Almighty Allah. So there's a glad tiding that they all will return with the forgiveness of from the bargah of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
So
Subhanallah.
Islam teaches you how to celebrate. Beautiful the religion Islam is. Without the difference of color or race, all the Muslims, whether it's a black or white or whatever the case is, they get together to praise Almighty Allah. They get together, to make dua in the bargah of Almighty Allah. And when they do all this, so Almighty Allah showers a special mercy upon them. And besides that, after performing salah, what must they do now? Quran says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Naturally, the glory of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And do the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Ah.
How will you do the zikr of Almighty Allah? By disobeying Him. Astaghfirullah. Disobeying is not the zikr actually. Disobeying is not allowed. Whether you are in the moment of joy or you are in some, you know, some other atmosphere, environment, whatever the case is, you are not allowed to disobey your Almighty Allah at all. In fact, the one who makes the zikr of Almighty Allah is very closer to Almighty Allah, and that is the day when you should pay, thank to Almighty Allah and mention the glory of Almighty Allah, and that's the command of the Quran.
Subhanallah.
I just remember one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama Ibn Abi Dunya, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a great muhaddith, and he was a student of Imam Bukhari, one of the students. He narrates a very beautiful incident which took place on the night of Mi'raj.
Well, sir, love to catch you. We will come back to your incident, inshallah, Azzawajal. Before that, I would like to take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah. And as soon as we return, we will, inshallah, carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor. Allahu Rahim, Allahu Rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. يا رب العالمين الله الله صل على طه الأمين الله الله في كل وقت وحين الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 املأ قلبي باليقين الله الله ثبتني على هذا الدين الله الله واغفر لي والمسلمين الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 وہ تنہا کون ہے الله الله بادشاہ وہ کون ہے الله الله مہرباں وہ کون ہے الله الله کیا اونچی شان ہے الله الله سب دلوں کی جان ہے الله الله اس کی اپنی شان ہے الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله الله الله
لا إله إلا الله الله الله
راز دل کے جانے وہ
الله الله
حال بھی پہچانے وہ
الله الله
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
الله الله
آسیوں کی آس ہے
الله الله
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
اللہ اللہ
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
اللہ اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
او اللہ دی آل مائٹی
اللہ اللہ
پروٹیکٹ می اینڈ گائیڈ می
اللہ اللہ
تھرو یور لو اینڈ مرسی
اللہ اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
Who is the all capable
اللہ اللہ
The curer and the healer
اللہ اللہ
dominant all over
Allahu Allah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah Allahu Allah Noor Muhammad Sallallahu Allahu Allah La ilaha illa Allah Allahu Allah
Of adab گناہ
اللہ اللہ
عالم بادشاہ
اللہ اللہ
یورکلرن پناہ
اللہ اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
اشید اللہ دردمی بوہ لراما رحمی لہ باش لہ گنہ لراما حیر ایلی ہم اکشم ہم سبح لراما
حسب ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
رب المشرقین و رب المغربین فبأی آلاء ربکما تکذبان وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے لارڈ آف دا ٹو ایسٹس اینڈ دا ٹو ویسٹس سو وچ آف یور لارڈز فیورز ول یو ڈینائی
صلی اللہ حبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ یو آر واچنگ مدنی چینل اینڈ ٹوڈے وی آر ڈسکسنگ ہاؤ شوڈ اے مسلم ایکسپریس happiness. Before the break, Munasab was going to discuss something about a beautiful incident pertaining to the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we come to you, Munasab, let us go towards our Murana Munasab. A very important thing people normally say is that, as Munasab explained earlier, that on a day of Eid, we wake up in the morning, we go to the masjid, we go to the Eidgah, perform Eid Salah. And someone says, you know, Eid Namaz to ho gayi, now we can go watch a movie. Now Eid Namaz is completed, now we can go and maybe light the fireworks. Now Eid Namaz is done, now we can go and shave our beard. So what do you have to say? Is, you know, that piety, that taqwa, that way of expressing happiness in form of gratitude, is it just limited to that Eid Salah time, or is it, it was it supposed to carry on until the next Ramadan, basically? What do you have to say?
It was supposed to carry on throughout his entire life. Ramadan ended, Eid took place. You read your Eid namaz. First thing a person should realize, Ramadan Mubarak finished, Shaitan was let loose. Immediately, the things that gush in a person's mind, okay, now it's Eid, Ramadan is over. I worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal, I made his dhikr, I praised Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I did countless of ibadat.
Jee.
Now comes my time to rest. Now comes my time to enjoy. First thing that came to his mind, put that thing in that person's mind, is Shaitan.
Jee.
Shaitan was let loose. Now what a person is paid to do.
Jee.
Your question, whatever a person did on Eid, from this Eid Salah, now is that only the ibadah that a person must do on Eid?
Jee.
Definitely not. Because Eid is there to show gratitude to Allah Subhanahu. Eid is there to meet your relatives. Eid is there to meet different people.
Jee.
As Mulana Sahib mentioned before the break, that Eid Salah is what brings so much of unity in the Muslim Ummah. People from various places come and perform in that one masjid. There are some people who don't perform Salah the entire year, but will come for Eid. Why? Because they know this is a time for unity. Countless of people come and meet each other. How beautiful, as Mulana Sahib mentioned, how beautiful Islam is. That Islam brings unity among the people. So that's not only the form of shukr or the form of how to spend your time after Eid. As soon as Eid Salah is done, first thing a person must do is go home. Go to that same family who woke you up for say. Go to that same family who prepared lovely, delicious iftar for you. Make shukr to those people. Right. Help your father in whichever way you can. Help your mother in whichever way you can. You have siblings, if they are younger, so shafqat to them.
So basically, we must carry on in that, I would say, mode of piety which we had from Ramadan. We should carry on keep it on even after the Eid Salah. Alhamdulillah. Munasa, coming back to you, you left us in suspense with a beautiful incident before the break. We would like you to complete it, please.
Actually, I was trying to say that you spend the entire day, in fact, the entire life, in the dhikr of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
People, often, what people normally do on the day of Eid, they try to find a different kind of peace.
Okay.
Because they couldn't do a lot of things in the month of Ramadan, and now they want to do all that. And they think Shaitan whispers, and they think that, you know, if we enjoy our Eid day in this way, then we will be satisfied. MaazAllah, what happens? That right after the month of Ramadan finishes, Shaitan is, free now, and they become a toy of Shaitan. So they celebrate the Eid day, they remain negligent from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Since they remain negligent, especially on this day,
Jee.
Quran taught them that what must you do on this day or in these days, mention the glory of Almighty Allah. So how a person mention the glory of Almighty Allah? By making the zikr of Almighty Allah. Subhanallah is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Alhamdulillah is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Allahu Akbar is the zikr of Almighty Allah. La ilaha illallah is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Salah is the big zikr of Almighty Allah. So how can you celebrate your Eid without Salah? How can you celebrate your Eid Salah without the zikr of Almighty Allah? How can you celebrate your Eid Salah by forgetting Almighty Allah? He is the one who, you know, granted you that day, and now you are forgetting him.
Allah.
You not remembering him. And Quran says, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Where are you looking at to find the peace? The peace, if you are looking for, is in the dhikr of Almighty Allah. And how great the dhikr of Almighty Allah is. Especially as Quran has said, that Quran has mentioned that make the zikr of Almighty Allah specifically on these days.
Mm.
And if a person makes the zikr of Almighty Allah, how Almighty Allah elevates him and how Almighty Allah rewards him.
Yeah.
I was mentioning the incident regarding this.
Yeah. Subhanallah.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw a very strange thing on the night of Miraj.
Yeah.
He witnessed many things actually. And one of those things was that he saw a person whose soul was wrapped in the nur of the Arsh of Almighty.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
In the nur of the
Arsh of Almighty.
Arsh of Almighty Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked, Ab Malakun? Is he an angel? So it was said, no, he is not an angel. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ah Nabijun? Is he a Nabi? Then the answer was given, no, he is not a Nabi.
Jai.
Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Man huwa? Who is this fortunate person whose soul is wrapped in the nur of the Arsh of Almighty Allah?
Subhanallah.
Normally, remember, what happens that when a person dies and his soul leaves his body, so people's soul remain in different places, live in different places.
Okay.
Some people's soul stay on their grave. Some people's soul remains in the well of Zamzam. Some people's soul remains, stays on the first sky. Some people's soul stays on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh sky. And some of the people's souls remain in Ala-i-Illiyin. And the fortunate one was seen by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His soul was wrapped in the nur of the Arsh of Almighty Allah. His soul did not stay on his grave, not in the well of Zamzam, not in the, on the first sky, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh. No, his soul was wrapped in the nur of the Arsh of Almighty Allah. Arsh is above the heaven.
Subhanallah.
Above the Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Above the seventh sky. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Man huwa? Who is this fortunate person? Then he was told that he is that person, that fortunate person who possesses three qualities.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Possesses
three qualities.
Number one, his tongue would always remain wet with the remembrance of all.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Number two, his heart was always attached to the masjid, the house of Almighty.
Subhanallah.
Number three, he never ever became a cause of his parents being insulted.
Subhanallah.
Three qualities. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Almighty Allah and look at the importance of these three things. Quran has said, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. Mention the glory of Almighty Allah. In other words, make the zikr of Almighty Allah in these days. And how valuable or how important is to make the zikr of Almighty Allah, and how much reward Almighty Allah is going to bless a person with. If he makes the zikr of Almighty Allah, especially in the days of Eid when people are, you know, negligent from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this fortunate person who saw of the Arsh of Almighty Allah, he possessed three qualities, and one of them was that his tongue always
remained wet with the zikr of Allah.
Used to remain wet with the remembrance of Almighty Allah.
So
he always used to make the zikr of Almighty Allah. Now, you know, people can think that how can we make the zikr of Almighty Allah all the time? It's not difficult. It's not difficult. Saying Subhanallah is not difficult.
Subhanallah.
Saying Alhamdulillah is not difficult. You have already practiced in the month of Ramadan. You have, you used to hold tasbih in your hand all the time. You used to recite Durud-e Pak. You used to recite tasbihat, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. It is not difficult. Even if it is difficult, look at the reward. You need to put some effort to earn reward. And if you look at the reward of this zikr, then it will become very easy for you to make. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that if a person is habitual of reciting Tasbih Fatima after each and every salah, when Sahaba Ikram actually asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not able to go and perform Hajj, we are poor, we don't have enough money to go. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that, must I not tell you something, if you perform or if you do, you earn the same reward as the Haji earns? So then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that you must make the habit of reciting Tasbih Fatima after every salah. So if a person recites Tasbih Fatima, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times, look at the reward. And this is the zikr of Almighty Allah, and it is not difficult. La ilaha illallah, every believer can make this zikr, and this is the right day when people are negligent from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. You hold the tasbih and spend the entire day in the remembrance of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
Keep on saying Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That is also the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. Perform salah, each and every salah.
Reciting the Holy Quran.
Recite the Holy Quran. These are the zakah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Jazakallah Munasab for those beautiful words. Indeed, these are the things which a person should do on the day of Eid. Rasa, apart from this, ibadat, riyazat, reciting Holy Quran, tasbih, awrad o wazayif, azkar, all of this is necessary, it's important. All of this is necessary, it's important, it's good. On the day of Eid, normally people call their family members, they sit together, they eat together, and there's a bit of a bond and a connection amongst the family members. Is this also one of the good ways to celebrate the day of Eid?
One of the best ways, actually, to perform Eid. Because as we discussed yesterday, so when you invite people, your own family members to your house, you are also making Sila Rahma, doing Sila Rahma. You are making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you granted me guests. So everything that we discussed these past few days, we discussed about shukr, we discussed about Sila Rahmi. When it comes that your relatives are coming to your house, you make shukr to Allah for granting you guests. Second, you're doing Sila Rahmi. Such a great form of worship person is doing. That he's feeding his family member. And even if he calls other people to his house, feeding is a great action that every person should adopt.
Yeah, right.
If Allah gave you a lot, give in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to your capability. But if you feel that the amount of wealth that I have can only suffice for this month or for so and so thing, even from that portion of wealth, take out little bit and give in the part of Allah
subhanallah, subhanallah. So basically, if you apply this rule to other activities as well.
Every ibadat is the zikr of Almighty. And also ibadat. Feeding people is the ibadat of Almighty Allah. Any act of worship is the zikr of Almighty Allah. Or any zikr is the ibadat of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
So whatever action you want to perform in the remembrance of Almighty Allah will become the worship. Almighty Allah. So there are many ways. Zikr, you know, I gave you a few examples of the zikr of Almighty Allah to make it easy for people. Because, you know, when we are talking that we should spend the entire day or these days of Eid in the remembrance of Almighty Allah, so people might think, they can think that what zikr must we make? What zikr Maulana Sahib is talking about?
Subhanallah.
So let me make it clear to them that any act of worship you perform is the zikr of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
Masakin, doing sila rahmi to the relatives, being kind to the relatives, greeting them, sharing happiness and joy with them, inviting them, going to visit the relatives, visiting the graveyard. Don't forget your murjeen on this
Allah, day. Allah.
I mean, read Fatiha, make dua maghfirat for them, and come back to your home after that. And then, you know, do the rest of the things. But whatever you do, make sure it is within the boundaries of Sharia, because we are not allowed to break the rules of Sharia or break the boundaries of Sharia. When an animal who is not bound by Sharia does not become halal for you, if you don't remember the name of Almighty Allah before slaughtering it, then your each and every breath is bound by Sharia. If you take it without remembering Almighty Allah, without remembering Almighty, without making the zikr of Almighty Allah, and how useless it is.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful, Munasa. Beautiful example. beautiful words. And these are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ke har cheez ke andar they would find a connection towards the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah ta'ala include us amongst these fortunate personalities. May Allah ta'ala enable us to follow in their footsteps. You know, just Nana Munasa was speaking about feeding people. I remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the advice to people. So one of the first advices which he gave was, you know, at'imu ta'am, feed food to people, wa afshu salam, and spread salam. And third quality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform salah at that time when people are sleeping. And the reward, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tadkhulul jannata bi salam, that you will enter jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with peace and with salamdi, subhanallah. So these are beautiful qualities. I mean, apparently it looks as small things, you know, the things Munasab mentioned, subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, one Allahu Akbar. It might be small, lekin wo ek sajda jise tu gira samajhta hai, Allah, Allah, Allah. You know, that one sajda, that one thing which you feel is small, is difficult, it's tough, you know, it doesn't hold any value, that can be a means of forgiveness in the court of Allah Ta'ala, that can be a means of elevation in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You know, in the court of Allah Ta'ala, it is not the quantity, it is always the quality which matters. So we make dua, may Allah Ta'ala, in these days of happiness, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to remember Him wholeheartedly from the bottom of our heart, and may we not spend these moments in negligence, rather in the remembrance and the ibadat and the ita'at of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a Jannati Sahabi, but he is such a great Sahabi that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving the glad tidings of Jannah. He is from Ashra Mubashra. So there is no doubt about him being Jannati. On the day of Eid, people went to visit his house. He was Amirul Mu'mineen. So they knocked at the door of Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, for they heard someone crying from inside the house. You know, finally, you know, when someone opened the door and this, they witnessed and saw that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala was crying. So people asked him that, oh Amirul Mu'minin, today is the day of Eid, in the day of joy and happiness, and you're crying?
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He said that today is the day of joy and happiness for those whose fast have been accepted, who have been blessed with forgiveness. But at the moment, my condition is that I don't know whether my fast have been accepted by Almighty Allah or not. Accepted by Almighty Allah or not. I don't know whether I have been forgiven or not. So how must I celebrate it? And how must I show, express joy and happiness? So look at the mentality and the mindset of Sayyidina Farooq Azam. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala, you know, he says that people are saying that today is the day of Eid. Today is the day of joy and happiness. My day of joy and happiness will be that day when I will leave this world with Iman. Where is the surety that we will leave this world with Iman? We don't know. So if a person indulges himself in sins on the day of Eid, actually he is challenging, Ma'adallah is challenging Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah blessed you with the month of Ramadan, He blessed you with the day of Eid al-Fitr, with the day of joy and happiness, with the day of gratitude, shukr. You know, we should be thankful to Almighty Allah for all that. And instead of being thankful to Almighty Allah, instead of being grateful to Almighty Allah, instead of spending this day in the remembrance of Almighty Allah, Ma'azallah, people celebrate in the disobedience of Almighty Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
That is very dangerous, actually. And people actually, they have different desires.
Ji.
What happens? Due to the desires of their nafs, shaitan whispers in their mind that, Bhayyam, you spend the entire month in the ibadat of Almighty Allah. Nafs ki bhi kuch sun lo, kuch khayashat ka bhi kuch khayal rakh lo. Koi khayashat hoti hai, koi badde ki arman hote hain, koi dusri zindagi bhi hoti hai. And people talk like that. You know, if a Maulana Sahib tells them that, you know, this is not right. Hey, Maulana Sahib, this is the day of happiness. You know, shay kaun sa roz roz hoti hai, you know. So they want to celebrate their shadi, their wedding, by disobeying Almighty Allah. And they actually try to motivate Molana Sahib as well to join them.
Then they say, Molana Sahib, barkat nahi hai shaadi mein.
Barkat nahi hai shaadi mein. With the barkat will come. With the disobedience.
Remember one thing, one story. See, a person, how should he spend his life? After Ramadan, the greatest example is Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu. As Molana Sahib mentioned that on the day of Eid, he radhiyallahu anhu was crying. Why? Because he had fear. He had fear that his fast won't accept. He radhiyallahu anhu mentioned to us two important things. How a person must spend his entire life. Two things. He said, Al-Islam bain al-khawf
wa raja.
That Islam is based between fear and hope. So, he had fear that his rozas weren't accepted. Then he mentioned one very beautiful thing. That if on the day of judgment, he gave a big example. How can one have fear?
A balance between
fear and hope. Here the Nanu said that if on the day of judgment, announcement is made.
Allah.
That all people must go to Jahannam except one person. I have hope in the mercy of Allah Azzawajal that one person going to Jannah is me. But then here the Nanu also said that if on the day of judgment an announcement is made, that all the people must go to Jannah, but one person must go to Jahannam. So I have fear in the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla that one person going to Jahannam is.
Allah.
So he set out here, radhiyallahu anhu, set out a beautiful pathway for how one should spend his life in Ramadan and after Ramadan between fear and balance himself between fear and hope. Don't have so much fear in the punishment of Allah that you lose hope in the mercy of Allah. But don't have so much of hope in the mercy of Allah that you forget the punishment of Allah.
Allah. Jazakallah Munasa for those beautiful words. And indeed, thought-provoking words which everyone needs to ponder upon and ask ourselves the question that in Ramadan we disciplined ourselves. In Ramadan, we had the control over our nafs, over our body, over our thoughts, over our mind, over our actions, whatever the case is. And now that shaitan within ourselves, the shaitan has been let loose. So where are we going? We make dua. May Allah Ta'ala have his special mercy and bestow his special karam upon us. May Allah Ta'ala keep us, amongst those fortunate personalities who are always in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will inshallah take a short break now and listen to a few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Faqih Abu al-Layth Samarqandi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, there are 10 virtues of treating relatives with kindness. Number 1, it brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 2, it pleases people. Number 3, it delights angels. Number 4, it earns you the praise from Muslims. Number 5, it upsets shaitan. Number 6, it increases age. Number 7, it brings blessings and sustenance. Number 8, it pleases the deceased forefathers. Number 9, it fosters harmony. And number 10, it increases reward after demise because people make dua for such a person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Marhaba, welcome back. You are watching Madani Channel. And we are busy with the beautiful discussion of how should a mu'min, a believer, celebrate the happiness within the limits and the boundaries of Sharia. Alhamdulillah. Mullah Sahib, before the break, you did mention that we should make the ibadat, we should perform the azkar, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, we should recite, we should indulge ourselves in the remembrance of Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Lekin, khaishat bhi toh hai, every person has desires, every person has wishes. I mean, not everyone is, the wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we are human beings. I mean, we have feelings, we want to do some things. So what must we do in that case?
Scale is Sharia. If you scale your desires in the scale of Sharia, If Sharia allows you to fulfill your desire, fulfill. And if Sharia doesn't allow you, then don't fulfill. And we need to understand the value of khaish, desire. Some people, you know, they don't understand the importance of it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one of the sifat, this dunya belongs to four kind of people. Number one, that person who is blessed with wealth and knowledge, both wealth and knowledge. He is wealthy as well as alims. You can say he is a rich alim. Almighty Allah has blessed him with knowledge and wealth both. If he is Almighty Allah in regards to his wealth, he fulfills the rights of his relatives. He treats them well. He fulfills the rights of his wealth. He gives zakat of his wealth. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa bi afdalil manazil.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He is in the best position.
Kya baat.
He is the best person. The second one is the person who is blessed with knowledge, not with wealth.
Yes, sir.
He is a poor alim. But his heart is very pure. His intention is very pure. He has a desire in his heart. If only I was also rich. If only
I was also rich.
I was also rich. I would have performed those ibadat which that alim has performed. He's not rich, but his desire is very pure. His intention is very pure. He's very sincere with his. He is very sincere.
Subhanallah.
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
They both will earn the.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Number three, the third one is the person who is blessed with wealth but not with knowledge.
Harif Jahil.
He is ignorant but wealthy. Maldar Jahil. He doesn't care where he is earning from, where he is spending to. He doesn't fulfill the rights of his wealth. He doesn't look after his relatives. He doesn't treat them well. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, huwa min ahwathil manazil. He is in the worst position.
Allah, Allah.
This person is not good. He is a bad person. And then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the fourth one is the one who has neither been blessed with wealth nor with knowledge. Yeah, Ghareeb Jahil. He is poor as well as Jahil. But his heart is not pure. His intention is not good. He thinks that if only I also had wealth with this, like this person, the way he is spending his life in sins, the way he is committing sins. Maybe, you know, he spends his wealth in gambling. He thinks that if only I also had wealth, I would have enjoyed my life the way he is enjoying it. The way he is enjoying his life. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they both will earn the equal sin. Many people on the day of Eid, they have desires in their hearts. But depends what desire do you have. What kind of desire do you have? Many people, they enjoy the day of Eid in the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Many, they enjoy the day of Eid by giving charity in the path of Almighty Allah. Many, they enjoy the day of Eid by committing sins. And many are they don't have any of these things. I mean, they are poor. They can't commit those sins which rich people are committing, but their desire is not pure. They think that if only we also had money, so we would have enjoyed our Eid day the way these people are enjoying. They are enjoying the musical parties. You know, they are enjoying by drinking alcohol. They are enjoying committing different sins. Music, singing songs, listening songs, mix up of men and women.
Right.
So they desire and they think that if only we also had money, we would have enjoyed our Eid day the way they are enjoying. Allahu Akbar. Even if they are not doing, they will earn the equal sin.
Allahu Akbar.
So it depends what kind of desire do you have in your heart.
Allah.
I said in the beginning, yes, if your desire is within the circle of Sharia, then fulfill. For example, you want to call your friends, all the friends, and you want to chow with them. I mean, you want to sit together and eat something with them.
The desire is within the boundary of Sharia.
Subhanallah.
You can sit with them, talk with them, talk to them, spend some time with them.
Subhanallah.
You know, your desire says that, for example, your desire says that you want to go with your friends to a certain place where there is no sin, right? But you just want to go for some outing, for example, and if Sharia allows you to go there, then go. It's fine. It's mubah. Jaiz. You can go there. But if Sharia doesn't allow you, then don't go. Sharia guides you regarding each and every step of your life. So whatever step you take, first ask Sharia, what is the Sharia ruling? What does Sharia say about that? For example, you know, Allahu Akbar, there are many poor people.
Allah.
They have the desire of going to Makkah al-Mukarramah, of Hajj. They want to visit the Rose of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but they don't have money. Believe me, you, Almighty Allah will give them the equal reward. Same like those who go and perform Hajj because of their intention.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Don't follow your desires. Follow the Sharia. Your desires should follow Sharia. You must not follow your desires. Shaitan will whisper, especially today, in these days, in days of Eid, he will whisper, he will try to misguide you. Shaitan always tries to snatch people's iman. And this is the day when Shaitan's attacks are increased.
Right.
You know, he tries to snatch people's iman in different ways. So he wants people to indulge themselves in committing sins.
Allah.
But this is the day of ibadat, actually. This is the day of showing gratitude to all to Almighty Allah, being grateful to Almighty Allah, spending the day in the remembrance of Almighty Allah. You spend your day in this way, your Almighty Allah will be pleased with you. You'll be success in this world as well as
in the year after. Subhanallah. Jazakallah, Munasab, last 2 minutes, closing comments from you for our viewers. What advice would you give everyone on this last day of Eid?
Spend this day as if it's your last day, because a person does not know when he's going to leave this world. And today is a very great day, day of Eid. A person is happy. Always a person is going to be happy on this day. What a person can do on this day is spread his happiness to others. Indulge himself in meeting with people, especially those who are sad on that day. Who are in sorrow. Someone's relative passed away. Someone's business fell to the ground. Someone's empire that he
built collapsed.
Go to them. Visit them. Try to comfort them. As it is the day of Eid, a day of ibadat, comforting your Islamic brother is also a form of ibadat.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah, Munasab, for those closing words. Once again, towards the end, Jazakallah, Munasab, for your time in these 3 days. Very beautifully, you took us through the, I would say, the ways of the teachings of Islam in a very beautiful manner. May Allah grant you abundance of barakah in your ilm, in your amal, so you may continue teaching us and you may continue benefiting. Munasab, Jazakallah. It's your first time appearance on Madani channel. Make dua. May Allah keep you and preserve you, so you may continue teaching the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, with these words, we have now reached the conclusion of today's episode. Unfortunately, the series has come to an end, but yaar zinda sohbat baqi. If you get a chance in the future, inshallah, we will meet you once again. Keep on watching Madani channel. Remain associated with Dawat-e-Islami and be part and parcel of this wonderful movement. Engage yourselves with the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in the company of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah, they will rectify you, your thoughts, your minds, your heart. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah. You have everything. You lose this love by Allah. You lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, in the coming episodes, in the coming days on Madani channel. If not, then wherever possible, inshallah, keep the entire ummah in your wonderful and lovely du'as. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. We take this opportunity to wish one and all Eid Mubarak, especially if you like to make du'a for Muslim brothers and sisters in different parts of the world, wherever they are being tortured. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them lots of sabr and lots of reward on their sabr. May Allah accept the shahadat of the martyrs in his exalted court. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
These are the days of joy and grace. Gratitude shines on every face. Blessings uncounted, mercy so wide. Hearts are rejoicing this Eid tide. The days of gratitude.